Dukin.
We have the Good Day program, according to the Gospel of Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler, Tuesday, November the 12th, 2013. You are upon us, the second hour of this broadcast, holding that you are going to have riches and fame today. Maybe riches. You don't care about fame, Kenny, do you? Just how about they have a little richer, even just a little, enough to get us by.
I'm all for the riches. I don't need the fame.
Right. Okay. So we'll see what we can do about working on that. Meanwhile, the explosion of interest. This is something that we touched on kind of lightly yesterday. 60 Minutes, the host of the program, well, actually not the host, but one of the reporters, Lara Logan, apologizing for the segment about the attack on the U.S. mission in Benghazi after it seems one of the sources did not tell the truth. Can you imagine?
Shocking.
She said on CBS This Morning, "We made a mistake." Nobody likes to admit that they make mistakes, but if you do, you stand up and take responsibility, and you have to say that you were wrong. And in this case, they were wrong. The report relied heavily on a security contractor named Dylan Davies, later determined the information he gave was false. New York Times cited a couple of FBI sources who said the statements Davy made contradicted what he told 60 Minutes. In other words, what he told them was one thing, what he told the FBI was something else. So this, in terms of my overview of this, or maybe another way of looking at it, everybody wants to seemingly focus on the circumstances at 60 Minutes and the specifics about Benghazi and this guy named Dylan Davies and the attack in September. The problem is that with this comes a question about a lot, most, some of the reliability of reporting in circumstances like this. Am I being too cynical? Is that the story? The story from my point of view, anyway. You tell us what your thoughts are at 888-302-3684, facebook.com/good day, and Twitter. We've only been working on this for a while, so I don't know whether, Kenny, you've got some people who have thoughts about the anger that may be aimed at, let's see, you can aim your anger at Davies, you can aim your anger at Logan, you can aim your anger at 60 Minutes, you can aim your anger at the administration, you can aim your anger at any number of places. My anger, I don't really know that I have anger. I don't know that this is worth the effort to get angry about, but it's a sore point with me is that too many of these things happen. Sometimes they get caught, sometimes they don't. And I think the best example of this is Edward Snowden's disclosures. Things that the news media could have found out in various ways, didn't want to, because they like to have the first row seats in the press room at the White House. And you think I'm laughing. I know four or five reporters who spend most of their time at the White House currying favor with either the press secretary or the people who work on the press staff, so they can have a good seat, so they can be recognized by the president or some of the other people that are the ones giving interviews, so they can have access. Whether you like it or not, whether you realize it or not, whether you think it or not, that's the way it works. So doesn't that really enter into this whole cloud? Is it a cloud or a shroud that those of us who, in this circumstance, make our living talking about what's in the news? This is a news talk radio program. We're interested in trying to bring to you the first coverage, if you will, of the important information, some of the best stories of the day. And we do it in this hour by pulling apart some of the things that come to the surface on other news talk radio programs, using that as a sampling of opinion, maybe some of the things that are on news talk television. But in general, we all get our information from some other place. We're not there. I wasn't in Benghazi. Kenny, were you?
Nope, not even close.
Okay, so he wasn't close, I wasn't close. So how do we know what went on there? We rely on the reports that are ferreted out by the likes of Lara Logan, if you will, or somebody else who's there, works for some news organization like Reuters or the Associated Press or whatever, whoever. But because the radio business has been in the same sort of conundrum as most other businesses, cut, 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 get rid of staff, they rely on a lot of sometimes questionable, the news people, news directors, rely on questionable sources, unless you're a big-time, full-service news station in New York, Boston, Washington, Miami, Chicago, maybe Los Angeles and San Francisco. All right, they got people there. And the people on the street are the people, the local reporters, the ones that have the hooch there. They don't send anybody. They're all, usually, most of those stations are owned by CBS. So they have their CBS reporters. And here's a 60-minute CBS reporter who didn't get it right. So how do you know that the CBS stories that you hear from KNX or KFWB or KCBS or WCBS or WINS or WBZ or WTOP or any number of these stations that do this? How do you know they know what the heck they're talking about? Especially if it's not a local story. Now, you may think that's not really the story here. Help yourself. Kenny Woodson, our Facebook.com / Good Day Show, or Twitter account today.
Some comments from Twitter. John says that Logan's apology was as lazy as the original reporting effort, and it puts an awful great legacy at stake.
The 60 Minutes News legacy.
Yeah.
Edward R. Murrow, Walter Cronkite, Eric Severide. How far do we go in depth? They were basically known as the best news organization probably until, four, five, 6 years ago. Their radio news was, I've worked for CBS how many different stations did I work for CBS? Four different stations. And their news departments were great. All right, what else?
Tim says he's still waiting for Hillary's apology.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, not likely.
Next.
and Andy listens to us online in Canada. He says, if we've learned anything in Toronto over the last week, a mixture of apology and denial fixes everything.
I'll drink to that. Oh, wait a minute. Where's there a crack pipe? Let me smoke to it. Okay, you get the point, ladies and gentlemen. 888-302-3684. I think I'm going to take on more the approach that John Stewart takes. Let's see if we can find audio, Kenny, because we don't need to do a video, but with the audio suffice last week to put the White House on its air. It was upside down because of what, was it Tuesday night or Wednesday night? I think it was Wednesday night, when he took apart every one of the president's promises with punctuation. And that force the White House to do kind of what Lara Logan did, kind of apologize, gee whiz, maybe, it could have been that there's a mistake here, or golly shucks, we've tried our best, folks, but we just can't cut it. What do you think of that? John Stewart. I can change my name to John Stephan. That was my father. Let's see, how about Doug Stewart? how about I just be Doug Stephan and do that. I think that would be fun. Yeah. Every once in a while, we ought to do that, Kenny. Just find something that's so obviously wrong, so obviously out of the mainstay of reality, and it doesn't take that much work. I mean, the staff Stewart doesn't have. He's got four producers. So those guys, you can go find. There are archives of audio and video everywhere. So you just find them. And my purpose isn't to embarrass people for the sake of embarrassing them. I just think what's going on is embarrassing for the whole country. And under the circumstances, it can, if you're not lazy, and what was the first or second comment you had there for Lara Logan was, it was a lazy apology. Because she's lazy, and most of the news media is lazy. So, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt.
And if anybody thinks this is just a CBS problem, it's not.
No.
This guy Dylan Davies was all over Fox. He has a book called had a book about Benghazi that the publisher has pulled it after this.
Yeah.
but and Fox has been very quiet about it. But he was all over it for a long time.
Fox is going to do. Fox isn't the people who go to Fox for news. I mean, maybe the whole thing is a sham. It isn't just Fox. It isn't just MSNBC. It's NBC. The president was on NBC. It was the last Thursday. That's where the response came to all of this.
Right.
Wasn't it on NBC? He did called up somebody after
Chuck
NBC.
Todd.
Who was it?
Chuck Todd.
Chuck Todd. I'm going to bet that Chuck Todd has a cozy relationship with Carney. What's his name? What's the kid's name who's the press secretary? Carney, right?
Yeah.
Know his name? I'm betting you dollars to donuts that there's a cozy relationship for the reason that I just explained a few minutes ago between the reporter at NBC who got the scoop and the people in the White House. Food for thought. 888-302-3684. All right, so we're into this, and I guess we'll spend some time on it because it seems to be worthwhile and certainly on people's minds. 18 after the hour, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
This is a special alert to all Americans who are behind on their taxes or haven't sent out prior year tax returns. If you owe back taxes, you're now eligible to settle that debt with the IRS for much less than what you owe. For free information, call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liability for a fraction of what they owe. Act now on this limited time opportunity or risk wage garnishment, bank levies, outrageous penalties and fees, and property seizure. Consumer Tax Relief specializes in tax settlements. When you call, you'll be matched with experts who are former IRS agents with insider knowledge of the system, which makes a substantial difference as they resolve your tax debt directly with the IRS. Call 800-731-4700. There's a limited amount of time that can be available to where the government will accept tax settlements, so you must act now. Call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. 800-731-4700.
Hey, fans. How would you like to show off your little one dressed in your favorite team's gear to attend the Tournament of Roses Parade and VIP passes to this season's Rose Bowl in Pasadena? Simply enter the Exergen Future Fan Photo Contest. Follow Exergen on Instagram and Twitter and let them take you to the granddaddy of them all. Then post a photo of your favorite football fan on Instagram or Twitter with the hashtag Future Fan Contest to be entered for your opportunity to win. Visit Instagram.com/ExergenCorp for entry details, official rules, and how to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No-Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No-Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No-Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to Walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance supervised. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens. 10% in points on first $1,000 spend and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
All right, so we're working on the CBS apology and the Benghazi story. Spend a little more time on that, and then we got to go back to the Affordable Health Care Act, because that'll be fun! 21 after the hour. This is a good day.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Dolly Parton song, because it sure sounds like it. This is the first opener for this lady named Caroline Penner on The Voice last night. And I, for one, kind of like it. Crank it up with Michael. Wake me up.
Not bad.
Yeah, I love stuff like this. Anyway, it's just fun.
Very
stuff.
Happy.
Yeah. Happy day. It's Tuesday. Top stories of the day on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with treatment from you at 888-302-3684 or facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. We're talking about the 60 Minutes Benghazi report. Here is another network, CNN. Eric Deggans talks to media analysts Bill Carter, David Brock, and Kelly McBride about the story on Benghazi and the apology.
The key problem here seems to be that CBS trusted Davies when he said his account to the FBI matched an account in his book and that also in their reporting. But you guys at the New York Times were able to discover that that wasn't necessarily true. So what happened here? Where did CBS go wrong?
Well, it looks like they didn't actually vet the guy thoroughly, clearly, because they didn't have this information from the FBI. And he was telling them that that would corroborate the story that he had told them. Yet the FBI, when it finally was willing to reveal this, you know, undermined the story. They should have been able to find out through their own sources, it seems to me, in advance that this was not going to be the case. But they went ahead with this, in my opinion, because he was the key to the story. They didn't have a lot else that was new, and he was telling them something exciting and extremely dramatic, like hitting someone in the head with a rifle.
Now, David, you called for CBS and 60 Minutes to retract this story more than a week before they actually did. What did you see in the reporting that made you question what they were doing, and what do you think happened here?
Well, the first thing we saw was the day after the 60 Minutes report ran. On Fox News, it was disclosed that they had used Davies as a source up to the point where he demanded money. So that was one flag. Obviously, Davies has a book out from a right-wing publisher. That was the second flag. And then when the Washington Post story ran, that day we asked for the retraction. As you said, it took quite a while. Now, the question I think is, the excuse that CBS is giving now is that they were dupes. Dupes of what? I think they were eager and willing dupes of a right-wing hoax They suspended the traditional standards of CBS News, and they adopted the shoddy practices of Fox News. And when you get in, go down the Fox path, that's where you end up.
Let me turn to Kelly McBride in Tampa. You're an ethics instructor. Before CBS retracted the story, Laura Logan made a point of saying that they spent a year investigating this. So should there be an independent investigation to figure out what happened with the reporting in this story? And what do you make of David's allegations about why this story may have happened in the first place?
So whether it's an independent investigator or whether CBS does its own investigation, the really important thing is that they transparently reveal to the public why they made these mistakes. The day after their report came out, the Washington Post story pointed out that Davies' original account that he gave to his employer was very different. And CBS at that point was defending the story. So it makes you think they knew that there was a discrepancy with their source. They knew that there were some red flags. Normally, when you have something like that as a journalist, you try and resolve it by at least talking to other people at the scene who could confirm that Davies was actually there. Because that's what's being questioned, is was he really at the embassy when it was being attacked? And because they didn't reveal whether they did that, it's the public has no idea right now what went wrong with CBS. Was it a problem with their reporting, or was it a problem that precedes their reporting where they just accepted this source because he already had a book out, because the book was published by a company that is owned by CBS? There's so many questions that what's really important is revealing the answers to those very specific questions to the public, not necessarily whether it's an independent investigator or an internal investigator.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds is Eric Ries. His book, The Lean Startup, is helping to grow businesses big and small around the world. And now the government is adapting these principles.
When people think about the word startup, and you ask them to think about an entity or an organization that is as far from a startup as you can imagine, people will eventually hit on the idea of the United States federal government, which is one of the world's largest organizations of any kind. And yet, I have been really surprised to see public sector entrepreneurs take these ideas and run with them. I first got exposed to that way of thinking a few years ago, early in President Obama's term. And at the time, they were on the brink of passing the financial reform bill that included the creation of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB. And one of the ideas that they had in the White House was that they should treat this new agency like a startup. And so a chief technology officer came out to meet a bunch of us who knew about startups. And I said, listen, so let's try to figure out what is the smallest version of those kinds of regulatory reforms we could use to discover the kinds of problems the CFPB really should be addressing. That was the beginning of planting a seed inside the federal government, where they have started to build lean startup teams inside agencies in order to discover what really works for the American people. And in fact, that has culminated in the creation of a program called the Presidential Innovation Fellows, where they recruit entrepreneurs to pair with inside agencies to tackle problems from immigration to new innovative medical devices. It's been really very exciting.
Eric Ries is author of the New York Times bestseller, The Lean Startup. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
So now we've got 33 after the hour. It's an okay day. Yesterday was one of those half-apple holidays. That is, all the stores were open. A lot of people were working. Most everybody I encountered was working. I don't have that many people in my circle of friends who work for government agencies, whether they be local, state, or national. Most of the that stuff was closed. Didn't get any mail yesterday. Banks were closed, that sort of thing. So there's another day of money that you didn't spend. Or at least nobody could get at it in your bank account unless you used a charge card. So we've had our, I don't know if it's fun, we've certainly made several different points about 60 Minutes, the Benghazi report, et cetera, et cetera. So let's leave that and move on into the field where we're much more comfortable, and that is the discussion of the Affordable Health Care Act. This may be, I'm thinking we are already, Kenny, I know in the back of your mind, you're working on, horrible as it may seem, because today is, what, the 12th of November. So we have about 40 days before we have to really put the end of the year into perspective, and so we'll be working on a lot of the things. Unless something dramatic comes up, I'm betting this is the number one story of the year. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's big.
It is. It's big. Bigger than big.
Bigger than big.
So here we are with Bill Maher, who's not necessarily one of my faves, maybe not one of yours either, but he does make some points. And he makes them often well. I thought his movie Religiosity was one of the best movies that I'd seen in the sense in which it was made. Here, he talks about the news media and the fact that they can't seem to find anything good about Obamacare, even though there are some good things. And I've actually did some research, and I'm going to lay on you when we listen to him some things that I found that, according to some people, make it one of the greatest achievements of all time. So we'll let you listen to Maher talk about it first.
So I want to talk about a little about the media's coverage of this, because I saw Sean Hannity last week had three couples on whose life was ruined by Obamacare, but they never bothered. Now, part of this is because the website doesn't work. They never really bothered to check out their options, so Salon's Eric Stern helped them out. Turns out two of the couples got a plan that was 60% cheaper and better. And the other one, they were worried that they were going to have to pay because they had a business. They had 4 employees, and it doesn't even affect you unless you have 49, I think, employees. Mitt Romney was on Meet the Press. He said states should be able to craft their own plans to make sure all their citizens are insured and make sure that pre-existing conditions are covered. Of course, that is already right in Obamacare, but David Gregory just sat there doing his nails. And I don't know why. I know the media is better at covering the horse race than the policy part of it, but couldn't we ask them to do a little bit better job of getting the information out to people?
You see, what's now becoming the focus, Kenny, over and over and over and over and over again, is the news media, or I call it the snooze media, because they don't get the story. And again, I go back to the very essence, the roots of what we do on this program, and there are arguably 300 stations that carry this program who, during the course of the day, may have some local programs or other national programs on that are supposedly doing the same thing, not necessarily with the same point of view or the same lightheartedness that I try to establish here most of the time. But under the circumstances, hello, we are, as much as we don't like it, dependent on it. The only thing that changes the game is social media and the real-time impact of people with a screen or with a microphone that can get this stuff, and then they post it. YouTube may be a better source for news than CBS? Yes or no?
Yeah, I think so. When you have people, I mean, everybody's got their own agenda, but it's easier to check lots of different sources on Twitter or on Facebook than it is on your TV. You pop onto CNN or Fox or MSNBC, and then you start running out of choices. And you can hear from people who are at the scene of whatever the story is.
Yeah. All right, let's think about opinions for a minute. Peter Drucker, probably one of the best-known management gurus in the last 100 years, wrote that organizations are, by their design, good at some things and bad at other things. So let's take government. Whether it doesn't make any difference, by the way, whether it's our kind of government or whether it's a monarchy or a dictatorship, whatever it is, generally politicians or people who run things like government are reactionary. That means they react to circumstances to make adjustments and are precluded from being proactive and, in some cases, in most cases, productive. Organizations that are good at being proactive are corporations, some of the new entrepreneurial adventures that have upended some of the old established corporations that are just too big and they've gotten like government, teams, people that are brain. I love, you know how I work, Kenny. You've been with me for a long time. Brain, I was going to say brainwashing. I think when we get together and brainstorm, there are great things that come out of it because we all kind of know what the goal is. So anyway, that's a way to avoid problems and to meet our goals. The capitalist system of success and failure is proactive when it's left to its own and not interfered with. But government is interfering with it in our country, and that's why so many things are screwed up, in my opinion anyway. Free market capitalism. See, it's what we've created here is overbearing capitalism that's out of control. The free market in the system that we had before, or, I mean, we still have it. Look at all the entrepreneurs that we come up every week with in our Dream Big America contest, all about entrepreneurialism and the best ideas. Those are the things that make America and other places creative and make it work. But the creative destruction comes. The innovation stops when you do business with government. I mean, look at what happened to General Motors and Chrysler, these two big banks and the brokerage firms. They all come to mind when it comes to stuff out of control, right? Free enterprise takes the cake. Big-time capitalism doesn't. So as things become, the big organizations get larger and larger and larger and larger and larger, They are rule-bound. They are less adaptive. They lose their ability to implement changes as circumstances warrant. Organizations that lose the ability to make incremental changes slip into failure. I guess a good example of that was the Soviet Union, right? In the early 80s, It cooked itself. And we're on our way to cooking ourselves here. The collapse, one on one, the rules, the reactive organizations. We have become a communist dictatorship. Everybody says, well, I think maybe the Obamacare thing, to bring it around to that, has, I think that most anybody or everybody, there are very few people, even I listened carefully to your words the other day. It's beyond now almost repair. The administration, because of the ego, because of the narcissism, because of the power and the control and the lust for being in charge of everything, they are now in charge of nothing. And mostly because Obama has proven himself to be a weak leader because he doesn't do all of the things we were just talking about. And that's all. Listen, I have nothing against this guy. I want our country to flourish, don't you? Don't you want it to be the best it possibly can be? Don't you want that for yourself and your family and your own business? It's in your best interest for things to be good. Now, was there anything about the Affordable Health Care Act that was good? A lot of middle-class people that I've talked to or have seen would say, yes, I've become frustrated with these numbers, and I don't know that they're accurate, and I'll say that right up front. I'm reading a Harvard study that somebody emailed to me that suggests 45,000 Americans die every year because they don't have insurance. Is that true? I don't know if the number is true, but I'm doggone sure that there are a lot of people who die in this country because they don't have any health care, because they don't have any insurance. So the fact that we have health care, whether it's affordable or it's an insurance bill or whatever it is, that may be a step in the right direction. Next, health insurance, health insurers are required to spend 80% of customer premiums on actual care. That was something that wasn't part of the law before. Do we think that's a good idea? It's a little dodgy for me in the sense the government controls what private business is doing, but you got to admit, the insurance companies are pretty damned abusive. Is that a fair statement, Kenny?
Yeah.
Well, last year, $1.3 billion in overcharges from the insurance companies to the people who pay the to you and me, who pay the bill.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's what that law requires, that to get straightened up. Americans under the age of 28, is it 28 or 26, stay under their parents? I think it's 26.
26,
it?
Yeah.
I think that's okay. There are a lot of people who are getting care at no extra cost, that is preventative care, cancer screenings, vaccinations, that kind of stuff. Last year, 32 million Americans on Medicare and 54 million Americans with private insurance got these preventative services. That is good. I talk a lot about there not being preventative care. There isn't outwardly preventative care in the sense that here's an exercise program, follow it. But this is screening, at least, to figure out whether you got something wrong with you, and I think that's good. So I think there are some people in the states where there are these programs that are run by the state, people are getting along with cheaper, and you're a good example of that, Kenny, with cheaper premiums, right? So for those who say there's nothing good here, I disagree with that. I don't think that everything about it is great. Matter of fact, I think there's more probably not good than is good. But for those people who say across the board, there's nothing good about this, that's not true. It isn't true. There are some good things here. It's just as being run by a bunch of boobs who they don't even know what they've done. The guy who's responsible for it doesn't know what he's done, as is evident by the apologies. I'm sorry, we screwed up. We didn't know what we were doing. Well, they didn't say we didn't know what we were doing. We were happy to say, you don't know what the heck you're doing, because you don't. But they stumbled on some stuff here anyway that was good. Insurers can't drop your coverage due to a mistake on your application. When you get sick, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Insurance companies can't cap the dollar amount of care you can receive in a lifetime. That's good. Most of the health plans can't deny coverage to children under 19 because of pre-existing conditions. I think that's very good, frankly. Plans can't turn away people with pre-existing conditions in general. If your income is less than 88 grand, job doesn't offer coverage, you get tax credits to pay for the insurance. That's okay. It's okay. So, again, those who say it's not any good at all are not right. That's my opinion. What's yours? 888-302-3684. I offer opposing time or time to opposing points of view. I'm kind of tired of listening to all the negative. Obamacare is terrible. It's awful. It isn't well thought out, and it isn't managed well. But that doesn't mean that there isn't something good. And I think that goes for most things in life. You can find, if you look, something good in just about everything that most of us think is bad. For example, let me give you an example of that in a minute because we have to pause for a moment. 13 before the hour, and good day.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes off the map. It was Boston beer.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on appliance supervised. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens.
10% points on first $1,000 spent and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is a special alert to all Americans who are behind on their taxes or haven't sent out prior year tax returns. If you owe back taxes, you're now eligible to settle that debt with the IRS for much less than what you owe. For free information, call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liability for a fraction of what they owe. Act now on this limited time opportunity or risk wage garnishment, bank levies, outrageous penalties and fees, and property seizure. Consumer Tax Relief specializes in tax settlements. When you call, you'll be matched with experts who are former IRS agents with insider knowledge of the system, which makes a substantial difference as they resolve your tax debt directly with the IRS. Call 800-731-4700. There's a limited amount of time that can be available to where the government will accept tax settlements, so you must act now. Call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-731-4700. 800-731-4700.
Get it started.
I own a pop stand, actually two. Sure, there are days I say, let's blow this pop stand, but not today. I just discovered the new services center at Office Max. Their team is printing our new signs, posters, and banners, and we saved a bundle. Our stores look amazing, and business is popping.
Let's get it started.
This week, save $10 on any $35 you spend on print services at the new Office Max Services Center. Valid in-store only. See store for details.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Come on, sweetie, jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Okay, so what I was suggesting before in terms of finding things that need attention, the plight of the people in the Philippines, they need $300 million in typhoon aid right away. A lot of great stories coming out of the Philippines, of people who are rescuing and helping other people, and that's always kind of what happens. So there's a good side of a bad story. 51 after the hour, and good day.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Kenny Kessler and Dougie Steffen with the issues of the day. And I think yesterday at this time, Kenny, we were talking about Chris Christie, Republican Party, how he seems to be presenting himself. And wouldn't you know, that'd be grist for more conversation. For example, Bill O'Reilly here talking to Bernie Goldberg, who's a political analyst of sorts, I guess. I don't know. He's self-proclaimed anyway. Wrote that book and seemed to do well with it. So he gets on and yaks every once in a while. In this circumstance, they talk about Governor Christie and how he fits into the Republican Party as a potential presidential candidate.
Do you think Chris Christie is the leader now with 3 years to go? We're actually, you know, a year and a half before the campaigning starts. Do you think he's ahead?
Christie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, it's a million years before 2016, but as of tonight, yeah, I do.
All right, and so he's a front runner in your eyes. Now,
well, let's put it this way. It's too early to say he's the front runner, but he's certainly the flavor of the month. There's no question about that. He's on the cover of Time magazine. He's on all the Sunday talk shows. He's at least the flavor of the month. Too early to say he's the front runner.
Now, that sets up then the classic moderate Republican versus hard right Republican. Okay.
Absolutely.
Isn't this a numbers game here now? That's what it boils down to. Who has more people, the hard right or the moderates?
Yeah, here's that's a very good point. Here's the problem. Too many people on the hard right, Tea Party people and others, because of their ideological rigidity, they say that if Christie is the latest incarnation of John McCain or Mitt Romney, then they're going to sit home and not vote for him because they've done that in the past. And if they do that, they will wind up, again, because of this need for ideological purity, they will wind up helping elect another liberal Democrat, her name is Hillary Clinton, as president in 2016. Let me say one quick word about these rhinos that you referred to. Rhinos is an insult. It means as far as the Tea Party and others are concerned, it's anybody to the left of Ted Cruz is a rhino, a Republican in name only, which, as I say, is an insult. But you know what? The real rhinos are the people in the Tea Party and on the hard right, because they have made it clear over and over again that their allegiance is not to the Republican Party, but to their particular brand of conservatism. So they're the rhinos. And because Chris Christie doesn't fit their particular brand of conservatism, as I say, they may very well take their ball and go home, as they have in the past, and that will help elect Hillary Clinton.
Well, that shows you the, and I think he's right about that, frankly. I always thought he was kind of a gas bag, and maybe still do, but I, in this circumstance, and let's sort of underscore that. Here's Ed listening in Champaign, Illinois. Ed, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning. Fine, thank you.
All right, so what's your read on this conversation we just aired between Bill O'Reilly and Bernie Goldberg about Chris Christie and the right wing of the Republican Party?
Unfortunately, I didn't hear the comment between Mr. O'Reilly and Mr. Goldberg. I was talking with your screener.
Okay.
My thoughts about Chris Christie are that he seems to be very comfortable leaning to the left, not just...
How do you figure he's leaning to the left? What does that mean, leaning to the left?
He works very well, and it's not a negative comment, he works very well trying to bridge both parties.
Well, why is that leaning to the left? Why isn't that just good government?
Yeah. But what it seems to be is that he is trying to be those who are Democrats more and trying to coddle to those wishes and to those policies than he is to a
Let me ask you a question, Ed. Okay, let me ask you a question. That may be a good point. But how do you get elected as a Republican if you don't work the middle of the road? Because the people on the right, if you go to the extremes, as has been shown over and over and over and over and over again, you're not going to get elected. If you appeal to what's in the middle, you get elected. And then the chances of you, for example, if Mitt Romney were president right now, we wouldn't be going through all this garbage with Obamacare. And all the people who are complaining about how horrible Obama is and Obamacare is wouldn't have a leg to stand on if they'd used their brains, gone to the polls, voted for Romney, gotten rid of Obama, and then they would have been able to deal with this thing. Instead, they all, as was suggested by Goldberg, took their baseball bat and their glove and their ball and went home. So it's your fault that we have the problems that we do. Am I right or wrong?
I agree with that. I think that there are parties that want...
I got a lousy connection. I'm sorry about that, because that was a good call. Anyway, 59, we're out of time for this hour. 59 after this is a good day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.